This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Forgive and Move On. It was written by Helen Hoffman. The scripture for today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin, you are beaten for it, you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Construction of the Saltall Bible School in Chiapas began in the early 1960s. A Saltall carpenter, Martin Gomez, accepted our invitation to help with the construction. He worked so enthusiastically and so well that he was urged to continue to serve at the Bible school. He learned to drive the Jeep and the tractor and did the agricultural work. He taught carpentry and became the Bible school administrator. 20 years later, misled by a false accusation, the church leaders asked Martin to leave the Bible Center. Understandably, Martin became very bitter. However, one day, I met Martin on the trail, and things had changed. He said to me, "I have been very angry and bitter because the church leaders judged me unfairly. But I have been thinking about the prophets and other men of God in the Bible. None of them had an easy life on earth. John the Baptist was put in jail and beheaded for pointing out Herod's sin. Daniel was put in the lion's den because of walking close to the Lord. Look at Christ. It was the church leaders of that day who put him to death." From then on, the bitterness in Martin's heart was gone. He had forgiven those who had wronged him and had moved on. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including to request a print copy of this devotional, visit wOH.org. That's wOH.org. And join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.